Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
What is it, 10 years of that play?
Right.
This place is vibrating.
And one of the great lines by Denny. Less than a month till he gets married.
That's right.
Woo.
Can't wait for that day.
I can't wait. It's going to be so much fun.
Confirmed. Going to get, going to cut some rug.
Love you to dance?
Oh, come on, man. It's a wedding.
We got back-to-back weddings this in November on weekends, guys.
Yeah, we got Nathan, and then we got Denny.
Denny.
Yeah.
That's going to be so fun.
We'll continue to break up this news throughout the day that came out of the NBA from Shams and Pablo Torre.
That's right.
About the Eastern District of New York and the FBI investigating a gambling probe involving Terry Rozier as one who was arrested this morning. The news conference comes at 9 o'clock our time, 10 o'clock Eastern. As we dive through that information, one thing we do know is that we can expect to see Trey Smith back at right guard this weekend, or I guess Monday night against Washington.
Yeah, it's good. Today, it's good. Like yesterday, had the conversation about Trey Smith. I said, what are you guys thinking? And it was, we think he's going to be fine. Okay, oh, that's great. That's great. That's a well-placed source saying they think he's going to be okay. Again, on a Tuesday, Wednesday, however you want to look at the day, depending on, you know, if you're in the NFL or you're in real life. And we know how backs are. Like, anything can happen. You know, I don't know if you've reached that stage yet of life, Dusty, where you get out of bed and you go, ah! You know, I stepped wrong. My back is... Or you sneeze and your back goes out. Have you had that yet?
Yeah, I told you that story. I blew my sciatica doing
right.
that.
There you go.
At 33. 5 years ago. I'll never forget the day. I went numb. I tried it, too. I was like, oh, I'm numb from the waist down. Let's see what happens. I'm kidding. Yeah. But no, it was a sneeze. I was laying on my back. I sneezed at like 9:30 in the morning, and a bolt of lightning went from my shoulder on my right side all the way down to my right heel. Lost all feeling in my leg and arm for like 3 days.
It's awful, right? And so those are back injuries. Mac, have you had that situation yet? Have you reached that age where you're like, oh, my back. I don't know why it hurts. Probably not quite yet.
No, but yes. I'm more sore and I get pain easier. But no, not just like out of nowhere, step wrong. Ah, what the hell?
Right. Yeah. But that's
that to look forward to.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. Well, that's what a back is, though. You know, you'd be fine right now, and then all of a sudden you sit wrong, and it's gone. So as of yesterday, like, yeah, we think he's going to be fine. And then as the week will progress, we'll continue to update you. You know, on Trey, I'm sure Andy will have a conference about it today at some point where he'll say, listen, time's yours. Trey's going to be okay, we think. And we'll get moving in the right direction. So as of now, I don't think, as fans, I don't think we have anything to worry about with Trey Smith is what I'm trying to say. I think it's going to be okay.
Good.
Good to know. Because that offensive line's got to stay strong.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to be open and honest, and I know this is probably going to make a lot of people mad that are Chiefs fans, but my dad, probably the best teacher in my life, and always told me to go by the verse of Matthew 23:12. Not to get biblical here, but the verse in layman's terms is, he who is exalted shall be humbled, he who is humbled shall be exalted, right? You can kind of guess what those words mean. If you don't know what they mean, I'm sorry. Basically, those who are arrogant will be, you know, brought to shame at the end, and those who are, you know, non-arrogant and humble will, you know, live an exalted, you know, life after. In 2021, the Chiefs were probably the best team we've seen, right? That was the game where Tyreek Hill pulled the Shannon Sharp and said, they need to bring more, they can't hold me, right? They were cloud nine in it, right? And then throughout the end of the season, lineman down, lineman down, lineman down. And we found out that you can't play football with a bunch of backup linemen because Mahomes ran for his life in that Super Bowl with Shea. What did they lose, 33-9?
I don't even
like
remember
that?
What the hell that score was, but yeah, it was something. Right. It was a waxing. Yeah.
But they lost in that Super Bowl in blowout fashion.
You didn't have to watch the second half, if I remember.
Oh, no. No, they scored at the end of the first half because I think Mahomes threw an interception, and then Brady went down, scored a touchdown.
And Tyron lost his mind, and
it was over.
It was checked out. That halftime show took place, and we're still trying to find the weekend.
Yeah, he was all different places in that whole halftime show. But again, like, you know, you rode in that team. It was, you know, an arrogant team. I'm going to be honest with you. That was a very arrogant team. And as a, you know, person who did late night late night radio, I was part of that arrogant trance. Like, they can't beat us. They're going to go win back-to-back titles. And they're completely embarrassed in the Super Bowl.
I was the conductor. I'll just give you that. Okay.
And so I don't want this season to be that season. And obviously, Josh Simmons not part of the team right now. That story is everybody's on the same page with that. When it develops, it develops. Yeah, it's been nice seeing Jalen Moore fill in well.
Mm-hmm.
It's been nice not hearing number 74 on a penalty call. And Caliendo spot start, and now Trey Smith with a back injury, which I am terrified of back injuries, especially for an offensive lineman.
Of course.
Can be good, like you had mentioned in your analogy earlier. It can be good on a Monday morning. You can wake up Thursday morning, sneeze, and all of a sudden flare up. And this team has put on a show in the last 4 out of the last 5 weeks. But let's be real. Okay, let's be real for a minute. It's okay to be a humble Chiefs fan right now because we all remember last February getting absolutely embarrassed once again in a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And we went into that Super Bowl going, why are people taking Philadelphia? Like, what is Philadelphia? And then we go into the game and we're like, yeah, we're screwed. It was over at halftime, just like it was in that Tampa Bay game.
And it was over when I spilled the coffee on Matt Derrick.
100%. And when you look at that, like, you go out of that game and yeah, you're mad, you're pissed off, and you think to yourself, man, like, maybe I was giving us too much credit. I'll never let it happen again. And there's some of us out there that are doing that exact thing where you're getting too exalted. Because let's be honest, we bring up the stat that Buffalo has only beaten teams with like a 3-26 record.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, whatever. They're at least in the playoffs right now. The Chiefs are not.
Right.
And when you look at the Chiefs, 4 of their last 5 wins, we'll walk through it. The Giants, they did not have Jackson Dart. It was Russell Wilson. We all know Russell Wilson is ass. He's not a good quarterback. Mm-hmm. They played Baltimore. Baltimore was completely dismantled on defense. Lamar Jackson didn't finish the game. You boat raced him 37-20. That last whatever garbage time touchdown from Justice Hill, if you want to count, it counts. But you still won by 17. You then looked like ass against Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
Your kicker kicked it out of bounds. You gave up, you know, you missed an opportunity, an interception, 13 penalties. You lost that game.
Yeah.
You beat Detroit, who had backups all over the field on defense, and they were playing with a third-string left tackle. And you beat the Raiders yesterday, and the Raiders are, what, the second, third worst team in football? And
between them and the Dolphins for two.
Right? I mean, we know it's the Jets.
Jets got this thing.
And then you can have an argument whether it's the Browns, the Raiders, the Dolphins, oh my.
Yeah.
And I think that it's okay. Look, you can be a fan of however you want to be. Like, Dusty, look at the point differential. In the last 2 weeks, they've outscored their opponents 61-17. Take it back even further. In the last 3 weeks, they've outscored their team. They've outscored their opponents, you know, 86 or 90. What is it? 92 to whatever. And yeah, that's great. But if we're going to have that same argument for Buffalo, we have to have the same argument for Kansas City, because Kansas City is going to play Washington this Monday night, and they're not going to have they're not going to have Jaden Daniels. They're going to have Marcus Mariota. The Chiefs should handle business, and they probably will. And I could see this game being another 31-12 type of game. But again, it's going to come down to Buffalo. It's going to come down to that game. And I think it's okay to look back and say, if we do this for Buffalo, we can do this for Kansas City. Because Kansas City has not beaten a good team or a healthy team really in this stretch of 4 of the last 5 games. And I just want to make sure that, remember, they lost offensive linemen before. The team the whole season was great, and they got humbled. Last year, they won a lot of close games. Hey, it's fine. Just win, just win, just win. And then humbled in the Super Bowl. Now, they're back running. The offense looks great. But in reality, who have they played? And I think it's okay to come back a little bit of a level and be like, let's just get to January. Let's just, you know, let everybody have their talk. Let everybody do their thing. But again, Mariota playing Monday night does not tell me anything that this team is 100% the most dominant team in the NFL.
Well, I'll say, you know, everybody's got injuries in the NFL. Like every team is banged up. Every team has got suspended players. Every team, who knows what's going to happen today with this investigation, like what names are going to be in that thing too, which may factor in, you know, we don't know. But, you know, are people making that same kind of conversation about the Chiefs when they lost those first two games of the year? Like, you didn't really beat the Chiefs, Los Angeles. You didn't really beat the Chiefs, Philadelphia. You took advantage of the Chiefs that were injured and suspended at that point in time, which is, hey, it's not who you play, as I say, it's when you play them. And things are just happening to fall right now, you know, for the Chiefs, where they're getting that opportunity to play some of these banged up teams and to kind of make some hay with that. And I'm never going to look at that and go, okay, you know, you refute that, or you say, no, we'd rather play you full strength, come back in a couple of weeks or something like that. But I understand what you're saying. Yeah, it's a fair comp to make if we're saying it about Buffalo, which we are, at least I am saying it about Buffalo. Like, I'm just not impressed by them, but it's just like I'm impressed by the Chiefs over the last 4 weeks. Like, for me, the Detroit game wasn't about the offense, it was about the way that defense held all of those skill position players down. I mean, I thought that was just an awesome performance, and to shut somebody out in the NFL, even though it is the Raiders, it's still a big deal. It's only the first time that Andy Reid's ever done that in 26 years of being an NFL head coach, and so I thought that was kind of impressive. But I understand what you're saying. They haven't beaten the world's beaters, but you know what? You start to stack these wins, you gain that confidence, and then when you do have those big games against those big teams, you're like, I feel really good about where we are. It's all a brainwash type thing,
right? And I mean, it's not about the fact that you're playing teams that are being injured. It's the fact that, you know, people look at the Chiefs and they're like, oh man, this offense is,
but they're also blowing those teams
and
out
that's,
too.
That's a fair point, because you know, the point differential will give you that. And, you know, you lose to Trevor Lawrence and the Jags and they've fallen flat, you know, the last couple of weeks.
Their last eight quarters have been like, how do we lose to these guys?
It makes you wonder,
yeah,
like, which version of the Chiefs are you? I mean, and again, I think the Chiefs are good. I think the Chiefs will be in the playoffs. I think the Chiefs will be a Super Bowl contender, obviously. But I think it's okay to just sit back and be like, yeah, we've got things going. The cylinders are pumping. But in reality, like, come on, let's look at who they've actually beaten and who they played.
Right.
And again, I think that you can hold those sort of takes, because then it makes it that much sweeter if you do go to Buffalo and you do eat Buffalo.
Oh, yeah. If they crush Buffalo,
then it's like, okay, this team is legit. Like, you can say whatever you want at this point. But I think right now it's okay to be like, man, they did just get blown out in the Super Bowl last time. The last time the offense was rolling like this, it was 2021. They lost the Super Bowl to Tampa Bay because they didn't have offensive linemen. And now we're seeing two of your starting offensive linemen, one not there, one possibly could not be there. And you play a team in Washington this week that's going to be without their starting quarterback. So
yeah,
I think it's okay to make.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Maintain low tones, but again, I'm glad to see that they are winning by the point differential that they are winning.
They're crushing these teams. If they were winning these games 22 to 14 or 50 or something, you know, and you're going, it looks good. The eye test for me is passing. That's why I'm all in on this thing, and let's get this thing rolling in the right direction.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.